Hi, I'm Spencer Keeble, and I'm joined today by Cecilia Guthrie, an MPH student at the School of Public Health. We share a class in Intro to Environmental Health, and we've been doing public health presentations on topics of our choice. Cecilia chose precocious puberty. So thank you for joining us, Cecilia. Could you tell us more about what precocious puberty means?
So precocious puberty is also known as early onset puberty. It's basically puberty happening earlier than it's supposed to, so before age 8 in boys and before age 9 in girls. It is two different categories. So there's central precocious puberty, which is hormones are triggered in the brain and start the puberty process earlier than typical. And then there's peripheral precocious puberty. And that means that sex hormones like testosterone or estrogen are started without the brain signaling it and starts the body in the process that way. So that's it. It's the normal puberty symptoms. They're just happening earlier. So instead of at like age 12, age 8 or 9.
So when you were researching for your presentation, did you notice there were like some trends with early onset puberty?
So one trend that I found was related to endocrine disrupting chemicals. And these are chemicals that are either synthetic or natural, and they mimic, alter, or disrupt the action of natural hormones found in the body. And these are in all sorts of different things. So BPA, which is a big one and has other effects besides just being correlated to precocious puberty. They're also in cleaning solutions, in plastics, phthalates, parabens. They're also in flame retardants, and they're in plastics and plastic containers that you keep food in. Also like mothballs and other like, so industrial cleaning supplies and regular home cleaning supplies. So like toilet bowl cleaners, bathroom cleaners, all of that kind of stuff.
What did you find would be a good way to avoid some of the endocrine disrupting chemicals?
So buy things that are BPA-free, phthalate-free, and paraben-free kind of across the board. I know that those are really advertised in hair care products and on water bottles. Try and look for it everywhere. A big thing that you can do is avoid plastic containers that are designated 3, 6, or 7. Thoroughly wash all your fruits and vegetables because you don't know what they're in contact with before they get to your home. So thoroughly wash your fruits and vegetables. And thoroughly wash your hands. It's really good advice for everything. But washing your hands, because you never know what you come in contact with, so that way it doesn't, like, you don't touch your face or something and absorb something. That's a good way. And do not microwave things in plastic containers. Put it on glass. Get glass containers. They do make glass Pyrex, like takeaway containers and everything at home. I do know that those are a little pricey sometimes, so maybe just take a plate or have paper plates or something. And if you're ever taking food with you, have an additional place separately to microwave things. That's a huge one that I found.
What made you choose this topic?
So I think that puberty and adolescence are really interesting. I think puberty is the fact that they have no known cause, like what triggers it. Like one day you just start going through puberty. There's no rhyme or reason for it. You just do it. I think it's fascinating. I think how puberty is so different, like person to person, is really interesting. Some people have been tall their whole lives and puberty is just one more part. There's people who grow like 7 inches in a year. Some people get skinny. Some people don't. Like it's just really interesting. And even like within the same, my brother, he magically didn't need glasses anymore after going through puberty. And I needed glasses because I went through puberty. So to me, that's super interesting. So I wanted to look into what can cause it to happen earlier. And I did know that the average age of a first period is decreasing among girls in the United States and kind of all over the world, especially in developed countries. And I kind of wanted to see why, because girls' first period and starting on the process of menstruation is significant. It's emotional. It changes your body. It changes your mind. It really significantly affects your life. And so to think about girls going through it earlier, everybody I know started at 13 or 14. So to think about girls going through it 12, 11, 10, there are even some cases of girls starting puberty at 7. And so, and going through their first period at 7. And I thought that that was those were stories I had heard, and I wanted to learn more about why it was happening, because I think it is significant, and I do think that there are consequences and things that can happen because of early puberty, especially for girls.
What else would you want people to know about this topic of early onset puberty?
I think it was learning about like EDCs, and I definitely recommend people to kind of Google it and look into it themselves, because there are a couple sites. So one site that I found that was really helpful was hormone.org. They were really helpful with kind of having what EDCs are, ways to avoid them, much more specific details. And then also I would say like parents need to pay attention to their kids and kind of be aware and like be okay with like having conversations with your kids, because I do know that like a lot of people, like their parents don't want to talk to them about anything like related to puberty or sex ed or anything like that. And like those conversations need to happen, because if your kid's going through puberty at 8, you need to know and you need to go to your doctor, because sometimes it is a sign of a larger issue. So the central precocious puberty, which is like it starts in the brain, like the gonadotropin, like the special hormone that starts the whole process, some kids just do it earlier. And sometimes there's tumors and other problems that cause that. And so kind of be aware, have conversations with your kids. Like there's ways to kind of be like, are you, like, has anything changed for you recently? There's a way to do it casually without making it uncomfortable. But if your kid is 8 and saying like, yeah, I'm getting like hair in weird places, or something's feeling funny, or like they're starting to smell, like take them to their doctor and kind of investigate, because it could be something like chemicals in your homes, chemicals in your area, in your air, in other things, or it could be tumors or other health problems that are causing it. So just be okay with having uncomfortable conversations. They're a part of life. It stinks. That would kind of be my piece, is look into endocrine disrupting chemicals, see what's in your area, in your home, and be kind of aware of your kids and kind of talk to them and have an open dialogue with them about their bodies and what they're experiencing to make sure that everybody's on the same page. So going to kind of looking up endocrine disrupting hormone, I think it was learning about like EDCs, and I definitely recommend people to kind of Google it and look into it themselves, because there are a couple sites. So one site that I found that was really helpful was hormone.org. They were really helpful with kind of having what EDCs are, ways to avoid them, much more specific details. And then also I would say like parents need to pay attention to their kids and kind of be aware and like be okay with like having conversations with your kids, because I do know that like a lot of people, like their parents don't want to talk to them about anything like related to puberty or sex ed or anything like that. And like those conversations need to happen, because if your kid's going through puberty at 8, you need to know and you need to go to your doctor, because sometimes it is a sign of a larger issue. So the central precocious puberty, which is like it starts in the brain, like the gonadotropin, like the special hormone that starts the whole process, some kids just do it earlier. And sometimes there's tumors and other problems that cause that. And so kind of be aware, have conversations with your kids. Like there's ways to kind of be like, are you, like, has anything changed for you recently? There's a way to do it casually without making it uncomfortable. But if your kid is 8 and saying like, yeah, I'm getting like hair in weird places, or something's feeling funny, or like they're starting to smell, like take them to their doctor and kind of investigate, because it could be something like chemicals in your homes, chemicals in your area, in your air, in other things, or it could be tumors or other health problems that are causing it. So just be okay with having uncomfortable conversations. They're a part of life. It stinks. That would kind of be my piece, is look into endocrine disrupting chemicals, see what's in your area, in your home, and be kind of aware of your kids and kind of talk to them and have an open dialogue with them about their bodies and what they're experiencing to make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Well, Cecilia, thanks for joining us today and talking about precocious puberty.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.